very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, and thanks very much, Andrea, for the lovely introduction there, and I'll be here for the next hour and a half playing some Italian folk music for you, so stick around. Welcome to Gimp in the Boot, and it's just past 8 o'clock here at CITR, and it's lovely to be here again this morning, and just wanted to mention that the Juno Awards were on this weekend, as people probably know, and I went to see a fantastic show at Rossini's, and it was an Italian-Canadian production called the Sicilian Jazz Project, and at the helm of this project was Michael Occhipinti, along with some other wonderful musicians, all Juno nominees. Roberto Occhipinti was there as well, Dominic Mancuso, and Ernie Toller on sax and flute, and they had a sit-in drummer who was really great too. And Michael Occhipinti is a jazz guitarist from Toronto, of Sicilian descent, and a few years back he did an album based on Bruce Coburn tunes, and it was sort of like it was called Creation Dream, and sort of a thematic cover album of Bruce Coburn's stuff done in a sort of jazz style, and this is similar to that, but based on Sicilian folk music, and it's actually based on a bunch of recordings that Alan Lomax made in 1954 in southern Italy, in Sicily actually, and Lomax and his sideman Carpitella were in the hometown of Michael and Roberto Occhipinti's family, and the place is called Modica, and they were there in July 54, just a year after the Occhipinti family actually departed Sicily and came to Canada. But they recorded a bunch of wonderful folk tunes, and Michael has done this album featuring also the lovely vocals of Mariam Toller. Dominic Mancuso does the male vocals, and his voice is spectacular. So I'm going to feature some of the music from this album. It's called The Sicilian Jazz Project, and we're going to start with a longish track, and it's called The Almond Sorters.
In provincia e Catanzaro, una famiglia rovinata, una figlia di Masaro, condannata e poi ammazzata. Ora spiego il motivo, come fu che cominciò, chi sto fatto così vivo, e cu fu che ci incurpau. O Masaro, Don Giovanni, che era morta la moglie, ci lasciò una figlia grande, lo trionfo del quartiere. Dopo un anno sto mischino si voleva maritare, e ci fu Oh,
the Yaman Sorters. And the story behind that, it's a traditional Sicilian tune. Michael Occupinti in the notes, liner notes of the CD writes, says, in recent years, I've contributed music to a series of concerts organized by the Griffin Trio. One of the concerts brought together musicians with classical jazz and Arabic backgrounds, and they asked me to contribute a Sicilian-inspired piece. The Almond Sorters is the composition I created using Alan Lomax's recording of a group of women in the town of Avola singing while sorting almonds as a starting point. The narrative could go on for 2 hours, and the lyrics in the short Lomax recording only begin to tell the story. Mariam Hassan Tola sings the narrative. She, Roberto, Ernie, and Hugh is the fiddle player, Hugh Marsh, were also part of the Griffin Trio concerts, before the piece evolves into a new work featuring the various soloists. Sicilian dialect is very different from common-use Italian, and listeners can be fooled into thinking the music is African or from the Middle East. And certainly those influences are there. With Mariam Tola's Egyptian background, one might expect her to capture the parts of the music that sound Arabic, but she paid great attention to how the dialect was pronounced. And my brother Roberto and I were delighted when my Uncle Joe heard the recording and asked what part of Sicily she was from. That's great. The lyrics are, in the province of Catanzaro, a family was ruined, the daughter of a farm overseer, condemned and then executed. Now I will explain the reason how it was that it all started. This event so real, and who was at fault? The farm overseer, Don Giovanni, had lost his wife. She left a grown-up daughter, the most beautiful in the area. After a year, the poor man wanted to remarry, and there was a grand celebration honoring his daughter. 2 years after the death of his wife, the poor man remarried. He did as God wills, and his wife gave him a son. He'd wanted this family, the husband and the wife. The son brought them together. They esteemed each other sincerely. So it's interesting. You don't really get to, I guess, feel what happens in the rest of the story. It's one of those really long, epic stories, like an epic poem. And Michael was describing how this goes on. These people are sorting, these women are sorting the almonds, and they're telling the story, but the Lomax recording, I think, is only about 2 minutes long, and he said that the story goes on for about 2 hours. So this is featuring the Sicilian Jazz Project, quindi è un disco nuovo di Michael Occhipinti e il suo gruppo. Si chiama The Sicilian Jazz Project, è stato nominato quest'anno al Juno Awards, non ha vinto purtroppo, però secondo me merita tantissimo, è un bellissimo disco. Michael Occhipinti, suo fratello, lui chitarra, Roberto Occhipinti basso, Barry Romberg batteria, Luis Simao fisarmonica, Ernie Tola sassofono flauto, Kevin Turcott tromba, con Dominic Mancuso e Mariam Tola voci. Quindi vi farò sentire ancora alcuni pezzi. Ma adesso invece andiamo sempre alla musica siciliana, ma da un disco che si chiama Tribù Italiche Sicilia. E questo è un insieme di tantissimi pezzi di musica siciliana tradizionale e contemporanea. E iniziamo con un brano che si chiama Amori, amori, quanto si lontano.
Sassero sti mano, ma puramente pinna seretina. Alla mattina come un isbighiamo, lo giglio con la rosa si spampina. Alla mattina come un isbighiamo, lo cosa si spambina.
Paletta signora con mare, tengo una figlia che sape giocare a 33, una, due e tre, savo taglietta, e marozzolo, e mi infilo un traluletto, savo taglietta, e marozzolo, e mi infilo un traluletto, savo da. Sabota. Cumbarennino, ti incraiaio un pellegrino, mi fa ballare sopra la luna, tipite tappite cozzolune, mi fa ballare sopra la luna, tipite tappite cozzolune.
Siccome mai gioco, finisce a falla tu la masciatura, un tari di burria e un lume fuoco, finisce a fatti vasciana o giubo. L'amore mio siamo arrivati su sicuruzzo da reali forti, li suonatori già sono accordati. Thank you. speranza mia, dormi speranza, dormi speranza mia, riposa e pensa. Tremo pesati alla stessa miranza, già di è mia, non c'è differenza.
I Lautari, che sono un gruppo di musica tradizionale siciliana, che vengono, è nato praticamente il gruppo a Catania nell'87 e interpretano la musica tradizionale siciliana, studiano, sperimentano e mettono insieme le sonorità e i ritmi di diverse tradizioni musicali. Il brano si chiamava Atturna, viene sempre da un disco Tribù Italiche Sicilia, che è una compilation di musica siciliana bellissima. E abbiamo sentito anche da Alfio Antico, un grande percussionista siciliano, uno dei maggiori interpreti della tamborra. Lui è un erede autentico della tradizione musicale popolare, ricevuto dalla sua famiglia, e le sue esperienze musicali e teatrali, è bravissimo anche lui. Lui è nato a Lentini e all'inizio invece con, aspetta, Alfio Antico, Compari Nino si chiamava il brano, e poi Elsa Guggino, Amori Amori Quanto Si Lontani. E adesso torniamo invece al disco di Michael Occhipinti e al suo gruppo The Sicilian Jazz Project, con un brano, Ciurri Ciurri. State ascoltando CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver in Canada. I'm going to play for you now another track from the Sicilian Jazz Project, Ciurri Ciurri. Ciurri is a Sicilian word for flower as opposed to the Italian word fiore, and it's a very common popular song that most Sicilians know. Michael says that his siblings and he would have heard it at weddings or on the Italian shows that his parents liked. And when he mentioned to his sister Sylvia that he was starting a jazz project doing Sicilian music, she half-jokingly asked if he was going to perform Ciurri Ciurri. So in response, he decided that he would. There are a number of variations on the verses of the song, but the arrangement focuses on the chorus, which is sung from the point of view of a spurned lover who says with irony that he is returning all of the love he was given. Ciurri Ciurri.
Thank you. sapo min al qalbi jirahu.
Nat King Cole's Regenerations.
I was wrong.
A groundbreaking new album that links the top reggae, hip-hop, Latin, pop, and rock artists with the timeless songs of Nat King Cole. The Regenerations crew includes The Roots, will.i.am, Nas, Brazilian Girls, Natalie Cole, and many others. Experience Nat King Cole's Regenerations, available March 10th everywhere.
Sounds like a really interesting album, actually. I'm curious to hear it. We just heard from Donia, a group from all over the place, based in Sicily. They're on the Tribù Italiche Sicilia CD, featuring the wonderful voice of the Palestinian singer Faisal Tahir, who also plays in another group called Canto di Scanto, plays in many, I'm sure. That album also features Riccardo Tesi on organetto and many other great musicians. And we're going to continue on with a couple other tracks from Sicilian folk scene, let's say, both new and old. And this next one is Framento Primo is its name, and it comes from a group called, well, a musician called Carlo Muratori.
Vitti una nave cuce in finti veli ed io di sotto ci volia passare. Non mi ci appoio a lito canto Mantillina
Sita turchina, sita incarnata, parraca mariti, lanaca.
That was the voice of a Sicilian singer-songwriter by the name of Sara Cappello. And before we heard her was a wonderful group called Nakaira with a song called Nectune. And Nakaira is a world music group based in Sicily. Although most of their music reflects European traditions, mostly Greek, Balkan and Celtic, they also focus especially on Mediterranean influences. They perform a lot of their own material also in Sicilian dialect and arranged in their own interesting style. Started off that set with Carlo Muratori and also a Sicilian folk musician, Frammento Primo, and it really was just a first fragment, as the name of the song suggests. It's a tiny little fragment. And I'm focusing now, I want to go back to the album that I'm featuring today. Sicilian Jazz Project is its name, and it's a Canadian release. It was a Juno Award nomination, and it is the work of Michael Occhipinti, a jazz guitarist from Toronto of Sicilian origin, and his band, which also features his brother Roberto on double bass, and a number of other very talented musicians. And the album is out on True North Records, and if you're interested in jazz or you're interested in Sicilian folk music, this is a great album. It's based on Alan Lomax recordings that were done in the 1950s in Sicily, and it's been rearranged for instruments and voices. The next track I want to play is one that really struck me when I heard Dominique's voice on this. I just stopped and was like, wow, who's that? What an incredible voice he has. It's really rough and earthy and totally honest. It's very emotional. And I'll just read you a little from the liner notes here. Michael says, as I was hunting around for a ballad to arrange for Dominique to sing, I came across the work of singer Carlo Muratori, who we've just heard from. Based in the city of Siracusa, Carlo has been exploring everything from popular Sicilian songs to church music for many years, and I was very happy to get him his feedback on a few of the songs I sent him. He recorded Nun Ti Lassu on his own CD, Sicily, and was kind enough to send me the lyrics and the English translation. Knowing we were bringing in the string quartet to record the Amen Sorters, I decided I wanted to feature them on this tune as well. So it features Dominic Mancuso on vocals, and it features the string quartet in the backing there. And I'll read you the lyrics because they're just incredible. I won't leave you, my darling, I won't leave you, because in this world I am happy. Now, my darling, tell me what you have to say. If you love me, tell me yes or no. These dark eyes, your smiling lips, are the sign that you love and adore me. You've locked up my heart, my darling. To unlock it, there is only you. Non ti lascio.
Si de camarada στη πιτούτσα στο κόρη πεις κάτι να λουτσιμώ σου λουτώ στο πιο τσινί βαρύ σαούκα ρεντί σου νουλουσί στο κόρι πεις κάτι να λουτσι βοη σου
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audiopile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
That's right, the Friends of CITR card. You can get one when you become a member here of CITR. And that's what you're listening to, 101.9 on the dial, FM here in Vancouver. It's just coming up to 9 o'clock, and you're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and featuring an Italian-Canadian jazz album today. It's Michael Occhipinti's Sicilian Jazz Project, a wonderful release on True North Records, and really happy to have discovered them. I went to see them play at Rossini's as part of the Juno nominations weekend, and it was a wonderful moment to be able to see the show live. And they were in a formation of a little pared down from the album, just five musicians: Michael and Roberto Occhipinti, Dominic Mancuso, Ernie Toller, and I fail to remember the name of the drummer who's not normally with them, but he was wonderful too. And we just heard Dominic singing that excruciatingly painful love song, Nun Ti Lasso. What a voice he has, and it's so raw and great. I love it. Should just let you know what's going on around town too. Actually, on Saturday, the 4th of April, UBC and SFU Italian Day is happening. Apparently, it was so successful in September 2008 that they're doing another festive day of Italian-flavored fun for students of Italian language and culture and members of Italian clubs at post-secondary educational institutions. Starting at 10:30, featuring a bocce lesson, that's a type of bowls, followed by a mini tournament, a soccer mini tournament, a treasure hunt, a cooking lesson, and lunch accompanied by Italian music. So if you're interested, it's happening at UBC and SFU. Also, Monday night, Italian movie night at the Italian Cultural Centre, beginning at 7 o'clock in the museum. It's a free admission. Rosso Come il Cielo is the film, and it's, it says Mirko, tragically blinded in an accident, is sent off to a special school for blind children. There he uses his imagination and talent for storytelling to demonstrate that blindness is not necessarily a disability. In Italian with English subtitles, and Alessandra will be there after the movie to discuss it in Italian with you if you so desire. That's happening at the Italian Cultural Center, which you can get the information on their website, italianculturalcenter.ca. Also, the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver also mentions that the fantastic film Gomorra by Matteo Garrone, it's an adaptation of Roberto Saviani's expose of Italy's most famous mafia organization, the Neapolitan Camorra, is going to be opening in Vancouver on April 3rd. So check out the papers to see which theaters around town are going to be showing it. But it's going to be, E1 Entertainment Canada is announcing that Gomorra is going to be coming to town. Matteo Garrone is the filmmaker, and Roberto Saviano was the writer who wrote that about the Neapolitan Camorra. And I believe he's like has to basically have 24-hour protection now that he since he wrote that book, exposing a lot of stuff that bad stuff that goes on in Naples. But fascinating. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Okay, let's go back to a little music from the Tribù Italica Sicilia album, the Fratelli Mancuso. They share the same name as Dominic. I'm not sure if they're related, but brothers Enzo and Lorenzo Mancuso, musicians who were born in Sutera in the province of Caltanissetta in Sicily. They moved to London in the 70s, but have been based in Città della Pieve in Umbria since 81, singing in Sicilian, accompanying themselves on a number of acoustic instruments. And their music is modern, but distinctly Sicilian, and incorporates a lot of traditional Sicilian elements to it. So let's hear from this guy's, and it's called Gibbia d'Acqua Amara.
Mm-hmm. Αγία δάση ο σκόμπουλη. Νούνε σόλου ακουα κύρια και αρρυγούλη. Βεν του φρίσκου εφόρση βούτσι τρανουή. Per un ogni sotterraneo mazzo. Lo silenzio t'accompagna di già foro forse quasi cortesi tra San Marco ma tu mi addonni pensi di patruna greggio forse fenici muorirai mastri soldati o sacerdoti. Amara che ad asciu scurri pili misteriosi fiumi di tempo porti voci e passi domini che di lontano veneri e lontano i.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m., it's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull. This is Give Him the Boot. State ascoltando Give Him the Boot. Grazie per essere stati con me oggi. Vi sto proponendo un nuovo disco di musica tradizionale siciliana, però mixata con jazz canadese. The Sicilian Jazz Project di Michael Occhipinti. Un bellissimo disco. E sentiremo fra un po' un altro bellissimo pezzo, però volevo farvi sapere che cosa vi ho proposto appena che avete appena ascoltato i fratelli Mancuso, Gippi e Dacco Amara, e poi Michele Bellomo e Cataldo Raimondi con la loro canzone e Giuda Sine Pagani di La Giudea. Il mio siciliano non è il migliore. E poi un musicista molto in gamba, Mario Incudine, con un bellissimo brano, Vida Nisca. Mario Incudine è di Enna, in Sicilia. È un cantante, è un attore, ricercatore, musicista, e fa anche musica per colonne sonore. È uscito il suo primo disco, Terra, qualche anno fa, e sta per uscire credo un altro, A Balla la Luna, prodotto da Teatro del Sole, distribuito da Egea Music, e spero di sentire da lui anche in futuro. Infatti su quel secondo disco suonano anche Carlo Muratori e i fratelli Mancuso, tra altri. Adesso invece torniamo al disco The Sicilian Jazz Project. Vi farò sentire un brano tradizionale arrangiato da Michael Occhipinti, Canto Riluscugitura. It's a wheat harvesting song that comes from La Contea di Modica. Although Carlo Muratori told Michael Occhipinti that it's a common style of work song that could be applied to different kinds of labor. For the opening vocal section, they stay fairly true to the piece, but then it's reworked into a structure better suited to jazz improvising. And the lyrics are, to scrounge the remains of the harvest, we go very far. We all leave together from the meeting spot, and then, God willing, we'll regroup with all of the grain that we've collected. When I was listening to these guys play, Michael mentioned that this song was sort of a bit of a sad wheat harvesting song, because it's really not about, the people who own the land harvesting their wheat, you know, which is sort of hard work, but still, you know, good for them and exciting, I guess, in some ways. It's this is more about the people who don't have any land, the people who are scrounging for the remains of what's left of the wheat harvest. So they go after the harvest has happened, hope to pick up enough grain to be able to make their bread with. Canto Riluscugitura from Michael Occhipinti and the Sicilian Jazz Project.
Thank you. Gonie una nia Vasa lontano Partie Thank you.
That's Canto Orili Scuggitura. Scuggitura, actually, would be... I've really got to work on my Sicilian dialect. Great song from Michael Occhipinti and his band, the Sicilian Jazz Project, featuring Dominique Mancuso on vocals. And just to finish off here, I'm going to play the last track on that album. It's a shorter number, an instrumental called Nuena. Says their version makes reference to the island of Jamaica as much as Sicily, but the tune comes from one of Lomax's recordings done in his parents' hometown of Modica. The cane flute player on the field recording, Pietro Guarasi, was familiar to his relatives because he performed in front of the church at Christmas time. And Michael's brother, Roberto, has traveled to Sicily quite a lot, more often than Michael has, and by coincidence he met this cane flute player, Pietro, when he was there one time and bought some cane flutes from him years ago before he'd even heard him on this Lomax recording. So a fantastic album, Canadian, Italian, and, well, multi-ethnic, really. There's a whole bunch of people on there. Ernie Toller on wind instruments, Kevin Turkett on trumpet, Luis Simão on accordion, Barry Romberg on drums, Michael Occhipinti guitar, Roberto Occhipinti bass, and also featuring the distinct vocals of Dominique Mancuso and Mariam Toller, plus a host of others, including Hugh Marsh on electric violin, string quartet as well, and percussion and oud, Rick Lazar, Levin, Levon Ishkanian on oud. It's a great album, out on True North Records. Thanks very much, Michael and the band, for passing that CD on to me. So I'll just leave it here. Thanks for listening to Give 'Em the Boot, an hour and a half of Italian music here at CITR 101.9 FM. Stick around, though, because Bryce Dunn will be here soon for Third Time's the Charm. I'll just leave you with this short little number called Nuena.